Well, it's Friday. Yes, it's Friday. It's Friday the 3rd of July. And down here in Barmston, a little Barmston holiday park, right on the sea edge, on the East Riding of Yorkshire coast, just south of Bridlington. It is 8 a.m. in the morning, up early this morning at 7 because today we're going to do one of our favourite runs, which takes the best part of the day, so we want to get away early and get the best of the journeys. And we're going up, cutting up through the country as it were, almost backtracking most, or a good part of the way within the Yorkshire, up through Norton and Malton and places like that, because we're heading for Thorntonleigh Dale and then Pickering. No, that wasn't some weird duck or bird. That was Mary singing in the shower. loose term singing. Loose term singing indeed. And then we'll be heading up over the North Yorkshire Moors to Goathland, where Heartbeat is filmed, or was filmed. They don't do it now, I don't believe. And then from there we're heading down, back down, way down out on the coast to Whitby, our favourite place of all down in this area. As I said, it takes a whole day to do all that and then get back home for an evening. It's a stunning morning. Stunning. There's not a cloud in the sky. The sun's beating down. There's just the slightest of breezes blowing along between the caravans. I can't help laughing just listening to her singing there. But that's good news because Mary's singing always well with the world. Yesterday we just spent the time locally. We went to the Big Strawberry Fields car boot, which was absolutely massive, teeming with folk. And then we came back to the caravan, had a light tea. And then we headed down the coast a wee bit to Hornsey. That's another lovely, lovely place, Hornsey. And we spent a good bit of time there. And at one point, in fact, we were sitting in the sun on a bench at the junction by the big church near other shops and eating Iron Brew ice lollies, would you believe? We came all the way down here and found a shop that actually was selling Iron Brew ice lollies. And we sat in those while doing a bit of people watching. And then I walk along the prom and back. That was lovely. And then we headed back to the caravan. So a really nice lazy day yesterday. As I said today, quite a bit of travelling involved, but all the stops are absolutely beautiful. Beautiful places to stop and spend a bit of time. Especially Whitby. We'll spend a lot of time in Whitby. The weather seems to be holding up. The forecast is good for the day. And I guess if it stays good for tomorrow, we'll do the Scarborough run. And that will be lovely as well. I need to get a chance to go to the cliff edge here on the site, which is a massive erosion, coastal erosion. I've recorded stuff about this before, and I'll do another wee bit this year because I'm quite sure they've lost another bit, good bit of land. In fact, there's a special Millennium Stone which in the village, which is just back out the road a wee bit, about 300 or 400 yards into the tiny wee village. But there's a Millennium Stone there at the village hall, and I need to do a wee bit of audio on that because it's when I read it yesterday, I just couldn't believe what the erosion statistics, man, that's hard to say in the morning. But I'll do a wee bit of audio on that because it's pretty damn amazing. Shocking, to be honest with you, more than amazing. So there you go. A beautiful morning here. Just can't believe we're getting up to another gorgeous morning. It was very warm yesterday. I thought we were going to get a thunderstorm last evening. It was forecast, and there was a massive black cloud came over, and I thought we were going to, all we got was a wee bit of rain, and then it just passed over again. So anyway, so there you go. Caravan parks begin to waken up now. There's not an awful lot of people there, but I suspect that will change this evening, because this is Friday, so a lot of the residential people, if you know what I'm trying to say, come down every weekend to their caravans for, say, Friday afternoon through to maybe Sunday evening before they have to go back home. So I think a wee bit busier, but it's been dead quiet. We had another sleep last night that was just amazing. Wasn't a sound, you know, absolutely peace and quiet, just the way you want it. Anyway, I shouldn't be getting called for my shower like yesterday morning when Mary called on cue. Right, let's go on. And well, I did record some sounds off the shore down in Orange yesterday. An amazing feature that I'll mention now, because I might forget to mention it, is at the Bridlington on Thursday evening. Yesterday, Thursday evening, when we walked to prom, and yesterday when we walked to Hornsey prom, there's hardly a wind at all, hardly a breeze, and yet the swell on the sea was amazing, with the waves thundering and crashing in. The sea didn't look, you know, that way, but obviously something, maybe the position of the moon pulling high tides, and it was just amazing to watch the kids and the parents playing the water, because every now and again a massive wave would, out of the blue, literally in the last few seconds, would rise up and pound down on top of them, and it was great. So I recorded a wee bit of audio, just 2 or 3 minutes. And I'll be posting it up to, not just the audio, but I'll post it up to Sounds of Our Shores, hashtag Shore Sounds, which is a great collection of sounds that someone set up recently, and I can't remember who it is. Yeah, cool. Anyway, time for the show, I guess.